Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and I'm coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. I am so excited and so happy and grateful and appreciative for the day. And I'm also grateful for you, all of the listeners, those who are listening online and those who may be listening by phone. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in for another great episode. Again, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and I'm with One Touch Transformation. If this is your first time listening to a segment of One Touch Transformation, I want to share with you what it is all about. But One Touch Transformation, it is a 501c3 established nonprofit organization which started right here in Florence. And the purpose or the mission of One Touch Transformation is to educate the community about sexual abuse while empowering and encouraging all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. So we are focusing on sexual abuse prevention and awareness. Now, I know you may be wondering, why are we discussing these issues on this Christian broadcast network? Well, let me tell you why. Because I do have a background of strong faith, and I grew up in the church. My dad is a pastor, so I've always been a PK, you know, a preacher's kid. So right now my dad's a pastor. I'm praise and worship leader, so I've always been heavily involved in church. But one of the biggest secrets I ever kept was being a victim of sexual abuse or childhood sexual abuse. So I was silent regarding this issue for 20 years and still in the church, faithful in the church, but still dealing with this horrific secret of the past. So now that I'm able to talk about it, you know, for 6 years now, I've been speaking up about it. 6 years ago, I revealed this horrific secret and have been able to talk about it, to share, you know, how God has transformed my life for the better. I know it may be tough for some of you who may be dealing with this right now, or maybe you know someone who may be dealing with their past or maybe even dealing with sexual abuse right now, but I'm just here to encourage everyone, you know, right even in this moment, that even though it happened to you, even though you feel like it's something that you'll never be able to get through, that there's no coming out of this, there's no recovering, I'm here to let you know in this very moment that there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I have been there, and I've been on this journey, like I said, for 6 years, so I know that healing is possible. Healing is available. Healing is a decision that you will have to make, you know, when you are ready. And if you're ready right now, you know, this moment, tonight, can be your night. So like I said, I'm just here to encourage, even in this moment right now, of why that there is a connection with the Blog Talk Radio and One Touch Transformation, talking about the prevention and the awareness of sexual abuse. Because we know that it's not just happening in the world. It's not just going on around us, but it's going on right among our brothers and sisters in the church, in the congregation. And it's something that we need to talk about. It's something that needs to be discussed on platforms such as these. So Christian platforms, right in the church, we need to have these conversations. And another thing that I would like to mention, if you have gone through such as an experience, it is okay to seek help. It is okay to find you a good counselor. It is okay to go to therapy. I did both of them. I went through counseling and therapy, group therapy, and it was very beneficial. And I know that's one of the things that we may not talk too much about. We don't focus on the mental side of it. But a lot of times when we're just brought up into the church, we focus on religion, we focus on just praying and giving out the scriptures. but it's okay to have it all. It is okay to have Jesus and therapy. It is okay to have prayer and seek a therapist. It is okay to read your Bible and attend counseling. It is okay. So do not ever let anyone think that you are crazy or think, you know, that it's a crazy idea to even attend a counseling session or a therapy session, because there are Christian therapists or Christian counselors out there. So it is okay to seek help. And again, these are conversations that need to be held in our congregations. And pastors, please, please, please make the effort to know what and where your resources are in your community. Because I know you may not have all of the answers, and that is okay. But there are resources available in your community that can help you and that can help your members so that they're able to overcome, so that they're able to find their healing. Because we want everyone to find a healing. We want them to be healed, because it's the only way that we can minister at our best. I'm not saying that you can't minister when you're going through, but if you want to minister when you're at your very best, you want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, all the way around. So that was just, you know, just a little bit of encouragement for the moment. For those of you wondering how the sexual abuse tie in with this Christian platform, but that is how, because the help is not just for those outside of the church or outside of the body of Christ, but there is help even for our sisters and brothers. And while I'm talking about the help that's available, I want to go ahead and give out some resources that you can jot down that will be extremely helpful for those who may need it right now, or maybe you know someone who needs those resources. But the first one I want to give out is an organization called RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, which is an acronym for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. And that website is www.rainn.org, www.rainn.org. And this is one of the largest nonprofit sexual abuse, you know, websites that will give you statistics, give you the education, things that you can do to help other survivors. Or if you are a survivor yourself, you're able to find the resources in your area. It will let you know what's the closest resource center or rape crisis center in your area. So again, that's www.rainn.org. All right, and if you are not open to talking, you can chat online as well with that website. Now, the National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. And a great resource for male survivors is 1-in-6. .org. So that's the number 1-IN, the number 6.org. And that is a great link for male survivors. So even if you have male survivors who are not comfortable, because I know it's even harder for men to come forward to share their stories. So that is available for the male survivors. All right, so hopefully you were able to get those resources down, jot them down, in case you may need to pass it along to someone, or I mean, even if you need it for yourself, don't be ashamed, because there is no shame in what happened to you, because it was not your fault. You did not ask for it. You are not to blame, but the person who did it to you is to blame. So do not feel like you are ashamed. Don't feel like you have to take the shame of that. You did nothing wrong. Don't ever allow anyone to make you feel like you were the cause of being abused. It is never the victim's fault. All right. So hopefully you got that information down. And again, I'm Arthenius Jackson with One Touch Transformation, and I will give the information about the organization at the close of the program tonight because I want to go ahead and jump into this wonderful and powerful topic for tonight, which is all about power, P-O-W-E-R. So we're going to talk about the word power, 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 power. All right. So if you were to just look up the definition of power, or I want you to just kind of think about what comes to mind when you hear the word power. You know, it's just a word that's often thrown around in different areas, but we hear it a lot. We hear it a lot. But one of the definitions, and it's very simple, and I actually just took part of one of the definitions that was given on the website, but it says the ability to do something. Simple, right? The ability to do something. And it sounds very simple. And if we think about it, it's just being able to do something, being capable of doing something, not just, you know, whatever it is, the ability to do something. And then the second definition, which I really like, says the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. So the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. And I want to throw in the behavior of others and yourself or the course of events. Because having power, it's got to start with us. The ability starts with us. We're not talking about what others' abilities may be, but we're focusing on self. What are you capable of doing? What is your ability? So we're going to talk about the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of ourselves. We're not too much focused on others. We're not concerned about what others are able to do. We're not concerned of, you know, about what power they have. And I mean, it's okay. We applaud you for what you're able to do, but we're going to focus on self. What are you able to do? What do you have the power to do? How much power do you have? Not your sister, not your brother. We're not, like I said, we're going to focus on self. All right, so our first scripture is Luke chapter 10, verse 19. And a lot of preachers, they probably have quoted this before. A lot of people have quoted this before because it sounds really good. It's very empowering. It makes us feel like, oh, yes, I am strong. I can do this. I can do anything. So we're going to read Luke chapter 10, verses 19. And it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you the authority. I give you the ability. I give you the capacity to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. By any means, then nothing will hurt you. He has given us the authority. He has given us dominion. He has given us the power, the ability, the capacity. We are able to trample on any and everything that the enemy tries to throw our way, anything that he sends our way. He said he has given us the power over it. Like I said, and what we say power was the ability to do something. So he has given us this ability to trample on serpents and scorpions, everything the enemy sends our way. And it said nothing by any means shall hurt you. I don't care how strong or how powerful it may seem. But still, you still have authority to trample over it. You still have the authority to step over it, to step on it, to defeat it, to tear it down, to destroy it. You still have the authority. You still have the ability to do it. And nothing shall hurt you. So the scripture lets us know that anything the enemy tries to throw our way, it does not have power over us unless we allow it to. Because the scripture already said, you know, he's given us that authority, but it's up to us to use that authority. It's up to us. Now, we can forfeit it every time and just, you know, allow the enemy to trample over us. But he's given us the authority to trample over the enemy. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy every time, because everything is not easy. It means that you're going to have to fight sometimes. But just because it's not easy doesn't mean that it has power over you. You have the ability to do it. You have the ability to stomp over it, to step on it. Unless, like I said, you allow it to overcome you, or you allow it to step over you, or just you just give in, or don't even bother to fight it, or either don't even bother to use your power. I mean, because what good is it to have superpowers and you never use it? As far as like when we're talking about superheroes, I mean, I know it's not real, but just think about it. If superheroes never use their power, then what good would they be? It would never be any use. No good use. So we have to use the power that has been given to us. And it's nothing that we had to buy. You know, it's free because he gave it to us. So it's not like we have to go purchase this type of power from anyone. The power is given to us. And a lot of times the enemy will use all kinds of people to weaken us or make us think we don't have power. And one of the main tools he uses are the words of other people. So it's not so much of the physical things that we have to fight, but it's more so of, you know, the spiritual things and then the words that people use against us or towards us. So those are the things that we probably spend most of our life trying to fight, the words of what people say. It's not even not so much what people do to us, but it's what they say to us or what they say about us and what we hear. You know, sometimes they may not even say it to our face, but whenever we get that third information, what do you call it, that, you know, secondhand information, second and third hand information. I mean, sometimes it's things that we have heard, and it can just paralyze us. We didn't even hear it come out of their mouth, but because we heard it from someone else, it begins to weaken us. But come on, man, God has given us the authority to even trample over that, trample over the words of people. But the words, what people use, because they weigh so much or they can weigh so much, a lot of times it's one of the biggest things that weaken us or try to strip away our power. And he will use all kinds of people. I mean, sometimes it's the people that you're closest to. Sometimes it's your family. Sometimes it's your so-called friends. Because I'm not even going to say friends, because if they're real friends, then they wouldn't say certain things about you or towards you. They wouldn't use certain words towards you. But we're going to call them your so-called friends, the ones who say things in your face and then say something else behind your back. Those are so-called friends. And so the enemy will sometimes use those types of people. People who are pretending to be your friends or pretending to be your sisters. Because the enemy doesn't care who he uses. He doesn't care. And so he will use those people. And like I said, one of the main tools he uses are the words of those people, how they talk to you, the things they say to you. But we cannot allow others tell us who we are. You cannot allow anyone to tell you who you are or how, you know, what defines you. Don't give them that power. Do not allow anyone else to have power over you. How does God define you? What does God say about you? That's the only thing that matters. Because as long as you know how God defines you and as long as you know what God says about you, it does not matter what anyone says about you, especially when it's something negative. Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." So before you were even born, he had already set you apart. He's already set you up to be someone great. It started right in the womb because he already knew. He already knows the plans that he has for you. So that's why we cannot give someone else that much power where they're able to define who we are or to say what we are or what we're not. Because we already know what God says about us. We already know how he defines us. God set us apart. He set you apart. And he has given you the power to overcome the enemy. All because he has set you apart. You're already sanctified, which means you're automatically given power. You just have to use it. So don't just sit on your power. Don't sit on the power that God has given you. Don't sit on it. And don't allow anyone else to strip it from you. Don't just give it away. Don't just forfeit every time someone comes and speak negatively to you or say something negative about you. Don't just sit on it. Use what God has given you. It was given to you in your mother's womb because he had already set you apart. He had already sanctified you. He had already knew what great plans that he has for you. So I know everyone remembers the old saying. We used to hear it when we were kids. I know I heard it when I was a kid, and I've heard my parents talk about it. So it's been an old saying. Not saying that, you know, they're old, but it's an old saying that says, "Sticking stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." And, of course, they used to say, you know, don't let what people say hurt your feelings or tear you down. And, you know, it's a pretty saying. It's a nice little saying. But I believe as we got older, we began to realize how much words can hurt. And they do hurt. So, you know, it's a good rhyming statement. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But we heard this growing up, but even as adults, the words people use towards us or the things people may say, they really can bring us down and cause us to feel like we are powerless. Words, they do have power. They have power. Life and death is in the tongue, so they have some power, whether it's something positive or negative. So don't ever think that what you say doesn't have any power, because it really does. Whether it's used in a negative way or a positive way, words have power. The negative words people, you know, they may use towards you, you're never going to make it, or you've waited too late to go after that particular dream, or you're not enough, you're too young, or you're too old, you're too messed up. I don't see you recovering from this, or I don't see you recovering from that this time. You're going to end up just like your mama, or you're just going to end up just like your daddy. And the list, it can go on and on. But these are some of the things that people just allow to come out of their mouth, not knowing how much power these words, you know, they really have. And if we're not careful, if we're not aware or conscious of the power that we have, then those same words can make us feel powerless, make us feel like we don't have the power to overcome what they're saying or what they're speaking over our life. So we have to be careful, even just entertaining the negative words that people allow to come out of their mouth. We can't allow what someone else say about us to, you know, overcome or overtake our minds. We have to learn how to use the authority that we have and speak against it. We have to speak against every negative word, every negative statement that someone tries to throw at us. We have to come against it, speak against it. That's what it takes, using the power. It's not rocket science. It's just using the power, using the authority that God has given us to just speak against those negative words. Every time they say, you're not going to make it, I am going to make it. You've waited too late to go after that particular dream. It's never too late to go after what you want. As long as you're still living, you can still go after whatever dream or whatever goal that you're working towards. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you've gone through, you know, different circumstances that have kind of pushed you back. You still can go after what you want. We all have setbacks, but that doesn't mean you just stop and you give up. But no, you keep going. You keep working towards it. It's not too late. So when they say you're not enough, prove them wrong. Use the power within you to prove them wrong. And know that you are enough. You don't have to prove to anybody else as far as where you are that, you know, you're not enough. But by doing it, you're proving it. So prove them wrong by doing it. Let them know that you are enough. You're too young, or they may say you're too old. You're never too young to dream, and you're never too old to dream. As long as you are living, you can continue to dream. And not just dream, just do it. Just do it. God has given you the authority to do it. Do it. Remember the definition of power, the ability to do something. So it doesn't matter how old you are. Don't ever let someone tell you you're too old to go back to school, or you're too old to become a nurse, or you're too old to, you know, take the bar exam. If that's what you want to do, you do it. Do not allow the words of people, the negative words of people, to influence your direction of life. You have power to control your direction of life. You have the power to influence your direction of life, not others. You can only influence your behavior, so do not allow anyone else to influence your behavior. Whenever you do that, you are giving them power. You're giving them control. You no longer are in control of your life, but you are allowing someone else to have control over the path that you want to take. What sense does that make? This is your life. This is your path, the path that God has ordained. And if you know that God has ordained a certain path for you, why would you allow anyone else to say or do, or, you know, just to throw anything negative that will cause you to just give up on this path that God has put you on? If you know that God has spoken this to you and told you to go down this road, or to go after this, or to go after that, why would you allow anyone else to come in between what you and God have already discussed? No. No one else should have that much power. No one should have that control over your life or that much influence. But it's so sad how often we all have done it. We have allowed the words of people to influence what we do. But time out for that. Use the power that God has given you to say, you know what? No more. No more. I'm using the power that's within me to influence my own behavior, to influence the path, the course that God has set up for me. No more allowing others to control where I'm going. No more allowing others to influence what decisions I'm making. Especially if you know that God has put you in one direction, don't allow somebody else's words to influence you to go in another direction. Don't allow anyone else's words to influence you to give up or to stop just because you've had a setback or just because you feel like you're too old or feel like you're just too messed up. We've all been messed up. Some of us are still messed up. But does that mean we stop? No. Just because you're messed up does not mean you don't have that power. You take the power that God has given you and you keep going. You keep pushing. And we've heard that old saying before that your mess turns into a message. So I don't care how messed up you are. One day, your mess is going to help someone else. It's going to be a message for someone else. But you can't get to that message if you're being influenced by the negative words of others. So who cares if you feel like you're too messed up? You still have the authority to turn that mess into a message, not just for you, but for others. Because God has set you on a particular path set just for you, nobody else. He already knew what he was doing before you got into the mess. And so he's working things out so that that mess can help you and benefit the next person. Your mess has been set up to not only help you, but to help others who needs to see that God can elevate from mess up into, you know, where you're heading. So don't ever think that you're too messed up, and don't allow the words of people saying you're too messed up to be used by God. That's just a trick of the enemy to keep you down, to keep you in that mess. If you're just now joining in, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and we're talking about the word power. Talking about the word power. Just want to thank you for joining in if you're listening by phone or either online. We're coming from you live from Florence, South Carolina, with One Touch Transformation. If at any time you would like to call and join in on the conversation of power, that number is 319-527-6091. That's 319-527-6091. And just press the number 1 and we'll bring you in on the line. But we're talking about power. Talking about power, the power which was given to us to trample on serpents and scorpions or anything that the enemy tries to throw our way. God has given us the authority. He has given us the power, the ability to trample over it, to overcome. And it says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the only way that whatever the enemy throws at us, overcomes or take over, is if we allow it to, if we just bother not to use our power that was given. Like I said, it wasn't anything that we had to purchase. It's not just something we have to go buy, this expensive gift. But no, this was a gift that was given to us. Given. I mean, and even if you feel like you don't have that power, just ask God anything you ask in my name. I mean, so if you feel like you're lacking it, if you feel like you need more of it, ask God and he will give it to you. I mean, all you have to do is say, Lord, I need more power. Lord, give me the power. And he will give it to you. He's already given it to us. Or maybe you just need to ask God to activate the power within you. Help me to activate this power. Sometimes we just need to activate it. It's already there. But a lot of times we just need to activate it. And you activate that power, of course, by reading his word and by surrounding yourself by others who are activating their power, those who are using their power. So if by chance you feel like you're lacking, or if you feel like your power is on low, you know, the same way that we charge up our phones, we charge up our computers, sometimes you have to charge up your spiritual side, and so you can activate that power and, you know, plug into the source. plug into those sources, your word, your prayer life, and others, you know, your spiritual sisters and brothers who are activating their power, who are using their power. And that's how you're able to, you know, regain that power or to turn it up some. But plug into the source so that you're able to use the power that's already inside of you, that's already been given to you. And so when those negative words begin to be thrown at you, then you're able to flip it around and use the power, use the authority in you and say, I am enough. I am not too messed up or either. I may be messed up, but I know what my mess is going to take me to. I know it's going to turn into a message and it's going to help someone else. I may be down right now, but I won't be down for long. I may be lacking right now, but I won't be lacking for long. I may be right here right now, but I won't be here for long. And the list, like I said, can go on. It can go on because there are just some people who just don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you come up. They don't want to see you come out of that mess. Some people just enjoy when others are not progressing. They like to have control, even though they may pretend to be your friend. They may pretend to, you know, have your back. But a lot of times they just want to have control. They hang around you just to have that control because they know as long as they keep feeding you those negative things and they keep feeding you those negative words, as long as they're able to do that and you don't fight back, they always have control over you. They know that they are influencing you to stay where you are. And that's not a real friend. That's not a real sister or brother. No. Because if that was a true friend, if that was a true sister and brother, they will feed you those positive things. So, you know, what the word says about you. You are more than a conqueror. I know that you can come out of what you're in. So that is what a true friend, that is what a true sister and brother would do for you. Not try to have control over you, not try to snatch the power out of you, but feed you more so that you're able to activate the power. The scripture Proverbs 23:7 comes to mind. It said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you think in your heart, that's what you are. So regardless of what people say, regardless of what people call you, regardless of any of those negative words, the negative comments, do not let it sink into your heart. Do not. Because as the scripture said, as he thinketh in his heart, so he. You become what you think. So if you're always thinking negatively, then more than likely you will become a negative person. If you allow the negative things that people say to become a part of you or to sink in your heart, then more than likely it becomes who you are. It becomes a part of you. So if you allow the words, you're never going to make it, to sink into your heart, then that's what you're going to feel. And you're not going to come out of that slump or try to become a better person or try to strive for what you really want. So you really have to be careful not to allow those things to sink into your heart because you don't want to become any of those negative things that people may say about you. So as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. But on the other hand, if you use the authority that was given to you, if you use the power that was given to you, you can flip it every time. Every time. I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The ability to do something. So if you know he's giving you the power, if he's giving you the authority, then you already know that you can do it, because it's through his strength that we can do all things. And that settles it for everything, what people say you can't do or what you won't become. That scripture will work for almost any situation when people telling you can't do this, or you won't be able to do this, or you're not going to be able to become this or that. No, you're too old, you're too young. No, you can use that for each of those situations. I can do all things. I can do all things. Not just some of the things that I want, but all things. Ephesians 3 and 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So again, the power is already in us, but it's up to us to use it. So are you just going to allow it to be dormant? Or are you going to wake up the power that's inside of you? Are you just going to forfeit every fight? Or are you willing to use that authority that you have and fight against those negative words and those negative things that people say or try to throw at you? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to use your power. That's what it's there for. It's there for a reason. God knew everything that we would face in our life. He knew everything. He already knows us. He knows what direction we're going in. He knows the path that we're taking. But he told us he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Again, he gave it to us. I mean, we didn't even have to earn it, if you think about it. It's been inside of us since the beginning. Ever since he set you apart, ever since he sanctified you in your mother's womb, he knew that you would take this path. So he went ahead and equipped you with what you would need. He equipped you with that power because he knew that you would need it. He knew the people, and he still knows the people that you will encounter. But it's up to you to use the power to fight against the enemy so that the enemy's words won't overtake you. He knew what we will face. He knows what you're facing even right now. But it's up to you to use the power that he has already given you. Wouldn't it be something if what you're facing right now, or what you're dealing with, what you're going through right now, all it took was you using your power, and you didn't even have to lift a finger. All you had to do is speak. All you have to do is speak. That's how strong it is. That's how much power you possess. And I think a lot of times, you know, I'm speaking for myself, a lot of times we all forget how powerful we really are. We forget what we have inside of us. We forget what we are equipped with. And if people really knew what you were really equipped with, what you were working with, and it could be they do know, but they're just wondering if you know how much power you possess. Because I actually saw a quote today. A lot of people, they know what you're capable of doing, but they don't want you to know how much you're capable. And we as believers, we cannot fall into that category, not knowing how much power we possess. A lot of times the enemy is probably just sitting there laughing, saying, if only they knew, or if only they just used their power, if only they just speak the words, and sometimes that's all we have to do. But I get it. We go in panic mode. We cry. We get upset. We get frustrated because it's uncomfortable. And we're trying to do all that we can to get back to our comfortable position. But that's when we have to use our power the most, when we're uncomfortable, to get through it. But God has given us that authority. He's given us that ability. We are more than capable of fighting every negative word and every negative situation that we go through. Right now, we're going to pause and we're going to have our evening prayer. And I want to pray for those of you who are seeking power, or maybe you feel like you're lacking power or just need a plug in and need to be renewed. And you can. You can. Your power can be renewed. All you have to do is plug into the source. And we know that God is our source. And the way we get to the source is through prayer and through His word. And maybe you are one who are looking for the source, or would like to invite that source into your life. Tonight can be your night, that you invite that main source into your life so that you're able to start using that power that I've been talking about tonight. Because the power is available. It's available for you too. It's not just limited to me. It's not just limited, you know, to your friends. But the power is available for you as well. So we're going to pray to God and ask Him to renew the power within all of us and invite Him into your life for those of you who would like that source to begin to operate in your life. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for this moment. We thank You for this opportunity just to study Your word and even to share Your word with those who are seeking more of You. God, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your kindness and Your grace and Your mercy. And Lord, we ask that You renew the power within us. Those who are lacking or feel like they're lacking Your power or feel like they're not able, even in the situation that they're going through, God, I pray that You remind them that they are more than a conqueror. God, I pray that You remind them that You have already given them the authority to overcome anything that the enemy may send their way. God, remind them that they are able to overcome, that they are able to go through whatever mess they may be involved in right now. You have given us that power from the beginning of time, the same power that You gave to Your disciples. When You left the earth, You said that we would have that same power to cast out devils, the same power to give healing, the same power back then is available even right now. And so, God, we pray that You will renew us, strengthen us, and help us to stay plugged in to Your word, plugged into You, and even surround ourselves with those who may be stronger than us so that we're able to gain strength from them. And God, those who are seeking You tonight, those who would like to invite You into their heart, God, I pray that You will forgive them and that You will cleanse them from all unrighteousness. God, we thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for all of our sins. God, we thank You for the love that You shared and that You showed, that You gave. And God, we thank You just for being who You are. We praise You. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now at this time, I'm going to turn it over for our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
All right. Real quickly, we're going to go ahead and do the announcements for this evening's show. And this is the Pride and Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank everybody for joining us, whether you're joining us online or via phone. We thank you so much for joining us. And one of the things that we suggest you do, if you can't find a Bible-believing teaching preaching sanctuary, that we're right here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where you can just join in until you find that church home. Right now, we provide a church home without walls, and we hope you are able to feel comfort until you find that church home. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we do have a direct phone number where you can call us. Where you can send your message, you know, you can leave a voice message, a phone message, or just simply ask for a prayer request, and that phone number is 267-730-5361. And once again, that phone number is 267-730-5361. And also, if you want to still correspond with us via email, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. And we greatly appreciate that. We're also on purpose_kingdom on Instagram and Twitter. Also, don't forget, you can like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our upcoming shows. You can see our advertising and our announcements. And, guys, one God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ with Sister Dominique Hudson. And once again, with guys, one God's blessing. We hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ. We thank you so much for, join us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We appreciate your listenership. We thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And once again, thank you, thank you. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the service back over to Minister Jackson.
All right. Thank you for those announcements, Brother Rob. So before I close out and before it cuts off on our online listeners, just want to let you know how you can get more information about our organization, One Touch Transformation. First, I want to thank you for joining in. And one way that you can find out more about our organization, you can visit our website, which is www.onett.me. That's onett.me. And again, this is a nonprofit organization. We are 501c3 established, which means you can donate at any time of the year. And if you need a receipt, you're able to get that as well. You can file it on your taxes if you're looking for a charity or a foundation to donate to. Gladly, we take your donations. It will benefit a few of our programs, and I'll be happy to let you know what those programs are that will be benefiting. One of our biggest programs, which is the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program, which has just started this week. It's a mentoring program for girls ages 6 to 15, and we meet with these girls for 12 weeks, and we're mentoring them on life skills. We're talking about good touch and bad touch. We're talking about how to stay fit, the foods to eat, hygiene, empowering ourselves and empowering one another. And, you know, it's just a wonderful and growing program. We're in 3 locations with the program throughout our area, which is the PD area. So we have a location in Hartsfield, Darlington, and Florence, and we meet with these young girls throughout the school semester. And like I said, it's a growing program because we started with this program back in the fall of 2016 with one girl. And so now we're in our going into our 7th semester, and we have a total of 20 girls this semester. So we are excited about this program, and we have had such huge support from the community. There have been people sponsoring girls who are not able to, you know, pay the $30 for the program. So it's just been a wonderful growing program, and we hope to get it in more locations. So I just want to thank all of our donors and our ones who've been sponsoring the girls. It's truly been a huge help. So again, that's the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program. You can look us up on Facebook under One Touch Transformation, and you can also find the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program on Facebook as well. We're on Twitter and Instagram @_onett. So be sure you're following our Instagram pages. You can find everything that we're doing. We try to keep it updated weekly. Right now it's probably every day because we're meeting with these girls in these three locations. So we're updating and the progress of the program, what the girls are doing. And it's just a wonderful experience being able to give back to the community and letting these girls know at an early age when it comes to, you know, body safety, because this is something that wasn't really taught when I was a young girl. And to be honest, it's still not being taught, you know, at least not correctly right now. And we're hoping that, you know, this can be a program that can go within schools and just, you know, throughout the community, throughout the state, and just nationwide, because it is a topic that needs to be held, you know, especially at a young age, and not just for girls. I know right now it's only for girls, but the boys, they need mentoring as well, because they grow up not knowing about boundaries and consent the same as girls. So our goal, overall goal, is to, well, one of our overall goals is to make sure that we get this program started up for the boys. But yes, like I was saying, you can find out all of this on our website as well as on Facebook. It stays updated pretty frequently. Another event that we have coming up, which is one of our other programs, is called Spark the Convo. Spark the Convo is our way of sparking the conversation of sexual abuse in the congregation. So next month, actually, we'll be in Camden, South Carolina, at Sweet Home Baptist Church, and we'll be discussing the importance of having the conversation in the congregation. And that's actually going to be held Saturday, September the 28th, and that's going to be in Camden at Sweet Home Baptist Church. I just love the name of it. And we're looking forward to that event because we are actually inviting one of the resources in that area to join us for that conversation, because we like to connect the resources that are in the areas where the church is, so they'll know who they can call or where they can go, where they can send their members. But we're excited about that event. Like I said, that's going to be September 28th, and that's called Spark the Convo. And that's really, you know, one of my main goals is to also get into churches to have the conversation, because, you know, this platform, I'm grateful for it. But if we can get this into more of the churches, if we can get more pastors on board, then we could really bring some healing into our churches, bring some healing for our sisters and brothers who are just looking for, you know, true healing and true freedom. And last but not least, our very last event of the year is December the 7th, which is our annual Little Black Dress Social. And this is an annual fundraiser that we have for Francis Marion University, which is my alma mater. And we raise funds for the African American Faculty and Staff Coalition, which is a group on the campus, which I was a part of. And it's for the Yvonne Davis Scholarship. So this will be our third time being able to contribute. The first year, we donated $150. Then last year, we were able to give $500. So we're hoping that we can continue to increase so we can make it possible for those minority students to receive some funding while attending Francis Marion University. So we are doing some great things for our community with the help of God. You know, I give God all glory for everything that, you know, we're able to do, because it's not just me, and I'm grateful for all of the support, those who donate their time, who donate money, however they contribute. We are just truly grateful. We're thankful for all your prayers, every encouraging word, every share that you do for our page, every like. Thank you, because it all helps. Every little bit counts. So again, thank you so much for joining in tonight, all of our online listeners, those who called in. Thank you for joining in for a night of power. So remember, you've already been given the authority. The power, it lies within you. So just begin to activate the power inside of you, and it will help you overcome any and every situation, every negative word what people throw at you. You're able to overcome it. So again, Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram. One Touch Transformation website again is www.onett.me. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful night. God bless you. Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.